Hey,
Hello.
you're late.
I'm right on time.
No, not according to GPS time, you're not. So how you been? How have you been?
While.
Yeah.
I've been good. I know it's hard to remember. I don't remember the last time we recorded this fine podcast.
I think it was like 3 weeks ago, maybe a month.
Might have been a month. Might have been 3 weeks. Might have been 5 weeks. It's been a well, you've been busy lately.
I've had my weekends booked. I've had family or in town, or I've been going to Denver for games and all kinds of stuff. And when we go to Denver, we go all out. We pretty much stay the night. So that takes away my Sunday morning.
Oh, and you go to a game.
Yeah. Sounds like you're
You're
opening some
off
kind of
having
snack
fun.
cake. That
I'm
sounds
giving you
like
a
a
snack cake.
Twinkie-ish or.
It's not a Twinkie. Unfortunately, we did
What?
go to the grocery store on, when was it? Friday, Thursday, something like that. And I looked for pumpkin Twinkies and they did not have any. I was very disappointed.
Oh, they have pumpkin Twinkies at our Target, but I didn't get any.
I
Oh
didn't
no,
go to Target.
I
I'll have
do
to go.
not. No, I'm wrong. I don't think they had pumpkin Twinkies. They had the pumpkin Swiss. What are they? They're like Swiss rolls, but they're the ones like the strawberry shortcake ones. The Little Debbie.
Yeah, hello to everyone's.
Yeah.
I didn't know the pumpkin. That does not surprise me.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I like the strawberry
I'm not
ones
quite
better, but I have become a fan of
I'm
the Swiss roll.
the Swiss the classic Swiss roll.
Yeah, I didn't. I haven't. I used to get them in middle school. There used to be a snack bar, and I used to buy Swiss rolls. I used to buy Swiss rolls and what was the other thing? Oh, Star. What is that thing called? A Star Crunch. Those were the two things I'd eat for lunch instead of a healthy meal. I'd have a Swiss roll
That's what
and
you're
a
doing
Star
with your
Crunch.
money.
And then tell
When
my
was this?
parents and
In
tell my
middle school?
parents I ate at the cafeteria and had my meal.
Had a good night. What's a Star Crunch? I haven't heard of a Star
You haven't
Crunch.
had a Star Crunch? It's like chocolate, Rice Krispie things, caramel. I don't know what else is in. You never had a Star Crunch? That's amazing.
Think so. It doesn't sound familiar.
Google it.
Is it a
You
little
you'd
Debbie
have
thing?
to.
I'm
It's
gonna
a
look it
little
up. Star
circular
Crunch.
thing. If you haven't had a Star Crunch, you got to go get one. That's a
Oh, little Debbie.
shame on you.
I haven't. But we didn't have little Debbie in Canada, so
Well, you have
I
one
did
at.
have some little Debbies when I went to college, when I moved to this country.
So
But I don't think I've ever had a Star Crunch.
next time you go to Target, you pick up a box of Star Crunch. It should be next to your bread and pastry section.
It looks like a lazy man's it's Christmas treat.
No! Rice Krispie treats don't
Like
have
they couldn't even
chocolate and
form it. They
caramel.
couldn't even put it into like a squares. They just plopped it on like little piles.
That's some bullshit. You haven't
What is
had one,
caramel
so you.
inside?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I changed my mind. Does that marshmallow or is it caramel instead of marshmallow?
It's caramel. There's no marshmallow in it. It's got
So
Rice Krispie. It has
it's a Rice
Rice
Krispie treat made of
Krispies
with
in
caramel.
it, but not. It's not a Rice Krispie treat. It's a Rice Krispie, like the cereal's in it. But there's no marshmallow
Look
in it.
interesting. I will have to try one of these. You might have sold me on this
Yes.
Star Crunch. Why is it called a Star Crunch? It's not even shaped like a star.
I don't know. I don't know
Think
those
be oh, look,
answers.
crunchy pile.
You Google it.
I did Google
It
it.
kind of looks like a turd that somebody just had.
It looks like a turd from an animal that you'd see on the street, like on the lawn.
Yeah, or like a squash turd,
full
like
of
if
seeds and stuff.
somebody sat on it, you know, it's kind of like a star crunch. You'd
It looks
like
like
it.
an animal turd full of seeds.
It's right in your wheelhouse.
I do like Rice Krispies and caramel
And turd. Let's not forget that.
turds. There's no nougat though, so.
No nougat. You're not a nougat guy. You're just full of shit. You said that because we had fucking like nougat up the wazoo in the hotel, and you fucking ate other stuff that had nougat, but we had pure nougat and you turned it down. You left all the Three
Didn't turn
Musketeers. Yeah, you
that.
did. The only
I
time you
had
had
some
a
of that as well.
Three
I
Musketeers
didn't.
is when we were in the con and I was starving and I wanted something to eat, and you're like eating the Three Musketeers I don't have anymore. Do you remember that shit? You were like pulling
Doesn't
stuff
sound
out of
familiar.
your, and then 10 minutes later you're eating another candy bar and you said you didn't have any more. You're full of shit.
The story is full of holes. First off, I never said I was a nougat purist. I'll eat other things besides nougat.
But you said it was your favorite ingredient, so you ought to be more attracted to a nougat bar that's full of nougat than
But
a.
that doesn't mean I can eat only nougat.
You ate all the
I'm
damn
willing to
Milky
venture out
Ways.
to non-nougat territory.
You don't like nougat. You just say that because it's such a suave word. You just have to like stick your nose in the air.
Because the hipsters like the nougat, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, we learned at that panel the old people like the nougat.
I'm old.
There you go. And you're starting to move towards nougat now.
Wow, Harley went after the squirrel. I've never seen her do that before.
I thought she just stared at it.
Yeah, she did, but she went running after it.
She finally made her move.
She did.
She's been planning it for 3 years. For months. She's been targeting the squirrel. Getting closer and closer, forging a friendship.
I thought
And
so.
finally.
Attack.
Finally. Squirrel is hers.
So where are you going today? Are you having a picnic or a party?
Neither. We're going to the Six Flags
Well, that's the
amusement
same. That's
park.
a party.
I guess in some worlds, it's a form of party.
Yeah.
We're going to ride the rides. We're going to go last weekend, but it was raining. And then it's raining today, but it's supposed to stop, so.
Ah, well, maybe it'll stop by the time we're done. This will be the
That's
shortest
my hope.
geek brunch podcast ever. We're
It
gonna
could be.
finish talking
We could
about
both
Nugget and then we're hanging up.
have been done. Or we're reaching that we're reaching our limits already, I think. But no, I'm not I'm eating something I haven't tried before. I saw it and I could not resist. It's a well, it's something that I've had, but just a different variety. It's a Belvita breakfast biscuit,
Oh, I've had those before.
which as you know I love. But this is a pumpkin spice one.
It can't taste too much different than the cinnamon one they have.
All of theirs pretty much tastes very similar. I've had a couple different kinds, and they're all very similar.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try the pumpkin spice. I'm gonna try it right
I'm drinking a Stewart's cream soda because I haven't gone to get my cheer
now.
wine. That's what we get at Target if they and I just haven't made my way to the hardware store to buy some soda.
You haven't had the.
Yeah,
I'm
today
drinking a cheer wine,
ah
and
today I'm
let's see.
jealous.
This Belvita tastes like a regular Belvita, but then there's like a little pumpkin spice.
They all taste the same. So that's your breakfast? You didn't have any other breakfast?
I did. I had some some pumpkin life cereal.
Man, you and your pumpkin. I bought myself some birthday cake Fruit Loops, limited edition.
I saw that. I saw that at
I
the
haven't
store.
eaten them yet. I'm waiting to buy some milk. I'll have some this week.
I don't use milk in my cereal, so I don't have that problem.
That's such weird shit. You have nut you have nut well milk. Almond milk is the same.
Yeah, I just use water.
That's fucking weird. That is bullshit right there.
I don't know why it sounds weird, but I mean it's just liquid. All you need is liquid. It's flavorless liquid. It's fine.
No, that's not good. That's wrong. What's wrong with
It's
milk?
not like milk adds that much flavor.
Can you drink milk, or are you against the milk?
I could drink it if I want to.
No, I know you can
I don't
drink
feel
it
good
if you
about
want
milk.
to. Like it does it fall in the
I don't
same
feel good about it.
does it feel does it feel fall in the same thing as meat?
Not ex not it should, but it doesn't exactly. I mean, I eat cheese
So you're a
with
hypocrite.
no problem, so I'm a hypocrite, yeah.
You're a hypocrite.
Because I did read that comic, and now I know that they just rape the cows and steal their babies to get them to keep producing milk.
So if you won't have milk unless it's from your own species tit.
Yeah, I like it fresh.
It fresh. It has to be from the same species.
Don't like mixing species.
Feces?
I don't like feces in my species.
I
Yeah, water, it's fine. It's very refreshing.
don't know. I've heard. What
Give
is this
it a
tap
try.
water, or is this bottled water?
I'll just tap water. We got good tap
Oh,
water though. It depends on
that's
how your
what you
tap water
think.
is. I would use bottled water if you don't have good tap water.
Tap water could be bad. A matter of fact, they said right now it's really cancerous if you drink it every day.
Water.
Yeah, tap water. I don't know if the other water's bad for you because you could have particles of plastic in it.
That's true from a bottle.
Yeah, but tap water's bad for you. Well, I guess if you have filtered. Do you have filtered on it?
Yeah, we got filter.
Yeah, so I think you're okay. It's not true tap. You're filtering off
Wait, no,
some of
our
the
tap
stuff.
doesn't. Well, we do, but I didn't use the filtered one. I just used the straight from the hose.
Okay, so you're gonna die early because of the cancers. But really,
That's okay.
when I read that article, I was like, surprised, you can't drink shit anything anymore. Soda
I
pop
didn't read the
causes
article about
cancer,
the.
water causes cancer, tap
Wouldn't it
water.
depend on where you live, though, with your water? Because different places have
They
different
said on
stuff in them.
average because of the stuff that's in them. Like, we're supposed to have real clean water in Colorado because we got the mountains and the reservoirs
Well,
and,
yeah. Yeah, glaciers.
yeah, glaciers.
We
I
got the
wasn't
fresh
aware of the
Lake Michigan water.
you know
That's
what?
the
I
purest
was
water in the
naive
world.
to the DuPont scandal until Nick Whitmore brought it to my attention. Or maybe it was Martin. They were talking about the DuPont, how they pretty much killed a small town. And
I did not
that's
hear about that. That doesn't surprise
pretty
me.
freaky, man. There's a documentary about it.
Is
It's
it on
like a
Netflix?
Flint Minute. I don't know. It's on one of the two. I think they only do Hulu and Netflix and Amazon. It's on one of those three. So your chances are great if you want to watch it. Or maybe it's a movie that's coming out.
They're
Maybe it
Dark
hasn't come
Waters. Is
out.
that it?
Yeah, Dark Water. It's supposed to have a lot of actors in it.
Yeah, I guess it hasn't. Mark Ruffalo's in it.
Yeah.
Guess it hasn't come out yet. Interesting. That's pretty scummy if they kill, like, they literally killed the town.
They killed a lot of people.
Or are they dumping something in the water or something?
Yeah. Well, the scary part is it was knowingly dumping stuff in the water. Not it wasn't like it was oops, you know, like we didn't know.
Yeah, like a spill or something.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, they used to do that all the time.
True.
And even now, I didn't our president just lift some bans on like mining companies dumping in water? I think there was like a
Yeah,
something preventing them from doing that, but he
he's a
changed it.
fucktard. He is. He is a stupid ass man. He
Well,
does not. He's
he's just
selfish and
selfish.
money. He,
Yeah,
he's
he's
selfish. He's a
greedy.
greedy, and he doesn't think about any generations after him, which means he doesn't give a shit about his kids or his kids' kids. Because if he did, he might want to think about what he's doing. But he doesn't. He only cares about himself.
He's got to keep it. Well,
And
he
it's
cares about
then
himself
and
and he
now.
cares about the people who give him money
Yeah.
and keep him in power.
No, he's an idiot.
So, I mean, but I believe that's still going on today.
Yeah. And even if there were bans, that it would still go on because there's other fucktards that would just break the rules anyway.
Or like Flint, that's another example, right?
Yeah, they still haven't cleared that shit up. Crazy.
It is crazy.
That's why I drink Stewart's cream soda. Because I don't want any DuPont in
So you're
my.
drinking the cream soda? I saw the other day you were drinking some kind of orange
That is the orange creamsicle.
cream soda.
They sell those directly at Target here, so I always, if I know I don't have, I don't like to drink more than 4 a week. And I like to save at least one for like a really stressful day. Like if I have a fuck day and it is awful, I like to come home and pop open a soda.
Because that's your alcohol.
Yeah. But I told Barb, I said I think there's something in that cheer wine because I dream about it and that's like
Have it.
I like want it. That's like I dream about it. You're choking on it. That is a he coughed up a pumpkin cookie right now. He had an attack on cheer wine and pumpkin cookie, and he's on mute right now because he's vomiting all over himself. So I'll have to keep you entertained on what I read until he recoups
I
from
think I'm okay.
choking on the cheer wine.
I'm choking on pumpkin.
That's what I. It's because you have that dry ass cookie with some cheer wine. Those are some dry ass cookies, you gotta admit.
Very dry.
They're very dense, and they do provide some amount of getting full off of a 4 pack of cookie treats. But I bet you don't even eat the whole 4 pack.
I'll eat at least two of
Yeah, I figured, you little pussy.
I like taking Velveeta's to conventions.
Yeah, I know, and then not offer any when your friend's starving and looking through long boxes.
I think I offered you Velveeta. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I got cough again.
I'm like, yeah, you have to go. At least he's polite to you listeners.
I think I have some pumpkin in my throat.
Yeah, drink some cheer wine,
I'm
swirl
gonna
it
drink some
around.
cheer wine.
So
Some stuff.
I had somebody send me comics. That's pretty cool. Like print comics, not digital for review, but here's some print comics. His name was James Whiting or Jim Whiting.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I got these and I said, oh, Barb said, what are those? I said, oh, it's probably a Kickstarter. I opened it up and I was like, I don't remember kickstarting
Like, what
this.
Kickstarter is this?
And
So are these comics that, what did you say, James produced, or are they?
one of them he wrote and did the art, which is like right in your wheelhouse. And one of them he co-wrote with three other people.
Interesting.
Yeah, the one that he did by himself was much better. That was called Margo Intergalactic Trash Collector.
That sounds familiar. Was that released through somebody?
His own company, I think. He talks like it's available at your LCS. Like, go to your LCS. Like, my LCS would carry this. Like,
I'm gonna
shit.
look and see if I ordered it. It sounds very familiar.
I know I didn't order it. Maybe it was in the previews.
Margo. Yeah. Margo Intergalactic Trash Collector, one of three.
Yeah.
It's in my next order.
I did not even know this was coming out.
It's coming out from, I can't tell. It's probably a vault or something.
And the other one was Infinite Pun. If it was Vault, or it's not Vault, or Scout, because I buy all their books.
Here's number two. It's, oh, Fantico.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
That's why I only ordered it because it was Fantico.
And then the other one was it was Infinite Punishment.
Infinite Punishment.
Yeah. So that was cool. I got that. I wanted to order. There's this company that I bought. They're not all the same creators, but they go under this publication called Evolutionize or something like that. And I get emails from them. And there was one I missed that to kickstart.
Is
It was.
that just Kickstarter or is it in previews as well?
No, these are Kickstarters. I try to get all of them. One of them was Harpies, and then there was a couple others I supported, and there was one I missed that looked awesome. It was called Le Fay. It was like if Morgan Le Fay was a private investigator. I was like, that's pretty cool, but I missed it. I'm pretty sure if I wasn't lazy, I could reach out to him and say, hey, can you send me a copy if I send you the money?
Yeah, I was wondering if they might have a website where they sell stuff outside of the Kickstarter, like
Yeah.
after the Kickstarter.
I noticed a lot of people are doing both. Like, they'll post it on Indiegogo, I think it's called, and they'll post it on Kickstarter and have two going on simultaneously. And, there's
Oh,
been some
really?
interesting things on Indiegogo, but god damn, they're expensive. Like, I have never gone into them because everything I've wanted is like, it hits that threshold of too expensive for me by about $5,
Yeah,
sometimes
I
ten.
definitely have a limit with respect to, like, if it's a single issue, if it's from someone I, especially if it's someone from someone I don't know, if it's from
Yeah,
someone I know that
I
I'm
just
involved in doing
supported Ryan Drost got his out, the guy from Star Joe's. He put his Kickstarter out, so I supported that.
No, I did not see that. What's that one called?
That's an all ages book. I do not know. I'd have to look at all my damn tweets of all the Kickstarters, I
That's all
suppose.
right. I don't know if I have any o open Kickstarters. I'm sure I do. Let me.
I have so many, it's
I've had to
not
fill
even
out some
funny.
surveys lately.
Yeah.
Backed projects. I'm trying to be
I try to be good, but then something,
careful now.
you know what happens is I go in for one thing. Okay, so like let's say Daryl told me that Ryan had his stuff out, so I said I'm gonna go support Ryan Jost's thing, and he does he's doing one tier that I think is exactly the way I'm gonna tier mine. He's doing one tier for $5 plus shipping, so it turns out to be 10. Do you know what I
Okay.
mean? The book
Yeah.
is five and then it's 10. I think that's reasonable for an independent kickstarting comic book. Is you have a
Yeah.
$5 is expensive by about, it's $2, well, $1 more than usual, but it's reasonable for somebody trying to publish their own comic, because it
Yeah,
I you
can't make
realize
no
how,
money off
yeah, you realize
that.
how goddamn expensive it is. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
Yeah, realistically, you need to charge $10,
yeah.
but that's not fair to the end user. Although I do see a lot of, that's what I'm always hesitant on the Kickstarters where it's one issue, $10, and then $5 shipping. It's like, damn, $15 for a single issue.
Yeah, it has to be real something really appealing, but that's the norm, Bill.
Yeah, I know it is. That's what
That's
most of them are now.
the norm. $10 plus, and you don't usually get any extras. Like, you might get a bookmark, but who cares? Wow, Harley is chasing squirrels. I've never seen her do this. That's so weird, and she's running at a sprint. This is weird.
So you're just getting some energy out.
I wish Barb could see this. I don't know what that squirrel did, 'cause they usually just sit like 2 feet from each other and just like look at
Yeah,
each
I've
other.
seen Barb post pictures
Yeah.
occasionally, and yeah, she's just sitting there looking at the squirrel
That
on
squirrel
the
must have done something. Did that squirrel piss you off, little Harley?
deck.
So, I forgot what we were talking about.
We're talking about the
Oh,
Kickstarters.
yeah.
I only have one open one right now.
I have probably like 30.
Well, I mean, I have one that hasn't completed yet. I have several that have completed that haven't shipped yet.
I've had one or two. There was one that just I bought because it, well, the thing that got me to click on it was it had a. I'm a sucker for Velma, sexy Velma, and
Yes.
it had Scooby-Doo stuff on it, and I was like, oh, that's weird, and I wasn't gonna just buy like this thing because it had, topless Velma on it, but
I was gonna say, isn't that a nude Velma?
yeah, it had like a nude Velma and what's her name? Why can't I think of her other name? Like Velma's where it's at, but. Daphne. It has a
That's it.
Daphne Velma, and then it had a huge Scooby-Doo like dog on it. And I was like, this looks interesting. I wonder what it is. I wonder if it's a comic book or what the hell it is. So I clicked on it and watched the video. And it was the most unusual thing I've ever fucking saw in my life. It's this guy like laying down on a couch, like slouched, and he's not even talking about the book. And he's just talking, and then this sexy chick just comes up and then like dips this like towel in the water and then this like pours it over his face, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I had to click buy because I was like, this is just weird.
I actually watched the first, I don't know, 5 minutes of the video. The
Yeah.
video's like half an hour long or something. And he's like, it looks like he's in like a bar or something.
Yeah, like his own bar. And I didn't know what it, I bought it because of the video. And I thought the cover for the he does like it's weird because he does like topless covers, but he does them for like each state convention he goes to. One of them was Albuquerque, which was interesting, but I bought the New York one because it looked awesome. It was like the Statue of Liberty bending over. I don't even know what it is. I don't even think it's like comic. Like I
So
think
he's tapping into the boundless audience with the covers.
but that isn't what sold me. What sold me is the fucking video, 'cause
Yeah,
it's
the
just
video
so
part.
fucking unusual.
It was unusual. I have to watch the rest of that
That
video.
is like not promoting the book. I don't even know what the fuck it is. It's kind of like making fun of the community, but I kind of think that's funny.
Yeah, he was a little
Like some people get
insulting.
some people get like Daryl and Keith, they got real offended when the goon person makes fun of that all the time, right? He makes fun of fanboys, he makes fun of things. And I think it's hilarious. Matter of fact, the best thing I read this entire week was Gwenpool Strikes Back number 2. And it's poking fun at so much shit that I just couldn't stop laughing. It was hilarious. And it's so cool because she's like, I'm 19 and I need to stay in the 616. Because the thing that's weird about Gwenpool is she's sort of like Deadpool, but she's in the 616 and she's from our world. So she knows about everybody's comic. So she's read all of the FF. She's read everything. She's well versed in it. And then she decides the first issue she wants to find out who Peter Parker is, I mean who Spider-Man is, so she could get bit because she thinks she needs powers. She doesn't have powers. The second issue she says, God, I gotta make myself relevant. I think I want to have an affair with Reed Richards. It just is the weirdest shit ever. And like Deadpool's with her and is like, why not get it on with Sue? It's like, or the thing. And she says, I don't even know what I would do with that. I'm just sitting there and laughing my ass off. And then they're eating like juji fruits inside of Reed. And they're like dropping it. And they said, oh, I think that juji fruit fell near his crotch. And she goes, oh, it's still clean. I just, God damn it, it's just so funny. And it's so like poking fun of like fanboys in like liking cheesecake. And I just thought it was hilarious. But that's why I supported this one, because it looked weird and goofy. I guess you could find it, the video, insulting, but I didn't. I found it like really bizarre.
Yeah, it was more. I didn't find it insulting. It was more. I didn't really take them seriously, so.
Yeah, either did I.
It was different, that's for sure.
Yeah,
And it was
that's
a
what I.
weird angle too, because it's like from like. It's like the camera's sitting like on a table or something, so you can see the table in the foreground.
Yeah.
And then he's like in the background on a couch.
It is weird. I don't get it. It's like he was drunk when he did this video. And he
Probably.
probably owns that bar. It was weird. I don't know what it was, but it was great. But
So it won
anyway,
you on a video.
yeah, that sold me on that. And then I get that guy's emails for Evolutionize, and everything they do sounds interesting. So I support those. Yeah, I support way too many Kickstarters. I'm good for like a month, and I don't really get any, and then I see one thing, and I can't just buy one. So I start looking around, and that's my
What else is here?
downfall. There was one like that's Love and Rockets, and it's from a Native American, and he's from Albuquerque, and it's called The Rez, and I was like, oh, this sounds great. I need to get this.
That does sound pretty good.
So I was all over that. That was another one that was cheap. Like it was $5 for a copy, and I was like, oh, I gotta get on this for sure. Plus, they were from my hometown, so I'm like, heck yeah. But we read a few comics. I saw a movie yesterday. Hustlers.
I'm looking up the res. I only have
Yeah.
$5, $3 shipping. That's not bad.
Yeah. I went for that one for sure. It's weird that one of those books, I can't remember if it was like Tata Rambo, which was sort of autobiographical, That one's being solicited by Image, so it got a following or something. But I supported that Kickstarter too.
What was it called?
Tata Rambo.
Tata Rambo.
Yeah.
What movie did you see?
Hustlers.
Oh yeah.
Do you know about this movie?
I know I saw the trailer. I don't remember which one it is, though.
I tell you a little bit about it? You ain't gonna
Go
watch
for
it until it goes to DVD. It'll probably be, you'll see it next year. You won't remember anything I said. You don't remember anything I said the following week.
Sometimes I
So,
can't remember what you said at the beginning of the show. By
20,
the time I get to
yeah,
the
you,
end, well, neither of us can. But that's sometimes I can't remember what we're talking about by the time we get to the end of the
right.
conversation.
This movie was strange. For one thing, we were going to the theater and we saw like an ambulance, or not, no, it was a fire truck in the front of the theater. And what I thought, oh, it's a fire alarm. There's a hotel there, probably went off or something, because there's people standing outside. But we walked by as we're walking in the movie, and there was a guy having a heart attack. And I've never fucking seen that in my life. And it just scared the fuck out of me. And they couldn't revive him, at least when we were walking by. And then
Hey,
I
where
did
was
the
this? Like right outside of the
right
theater?
outside, well, on the side of the theater. We always park to the side of the theater, which is like in the back of the hotel. But I walked by, and I'm so stupid because I looked around to see, well, where did this guy? He was like in the middle of the parking lot, and I was like, well, is he in this car? It was like this car with not state plates, and I was like, well, they must have pulled him out of the car to try to revive him. But then I looked back and I saw either the wife or the friend or whatever, and man, just to see her breaking down like she was, I was just like devastated the whole day. So it's even hard to concentrate on the movie because
Oh, it was when you're going into the movie? Yeah, that's
I've
a
never
heck of a
seen
thing
it.
to see on the way in.
I never seen it. Like, you see it on TV all the time, but you never, when it's real, it's so different. Like, it's surreal. It's like, wow, there's nothing that they could do, like, that I could see. And it just, like, he wasn't responding. And it was crazy. You know, they were doing chest compressions and the breathing and all that stuff. And
So you're really close to him then.
yeah, really close. And
Jeez.
then it just comes off a week where there's this guy I know from the Valiant community. His name is Juan Haro, and he had a heart attack. He survived because I don't know, like, if he had a heart attack and then went to the hospital and they caught it, or if he really had a heart attack and then they rushed him to the hospital. I don't know that. I just know that he posted, I'm at the hospital waiting surgery, and he had a surgery and he's back home now. So it was either, you know, by some kind of bypass surgery and then they get him home. But he just bought a comic store. So I knew him from the Valiant community, because the Valiant community is pretty, I don't know, they're pretty vocal and loyal to each other. And he just bought a comic shop in California called Haro's Heroes or something like that. And must have been like a month ago, and then he had this heart attack, and then seeing this, it was like, good Lord. But anyway, we went to go see this movie, Hustlers, which
So you witness someone getting a heart attack, and then you go inside to where you're going to eat like a bunch of popcorn.
yeah. We had our bucket of popcorn, that's for sure.
Did you feel guilty while you were eating
Unbuttered. No, I didn't feel guilty. Their popcorn,
it?
Cinemark popcorn, is so good.
It is
Like
as delicious.
it is like heaven, you know, sitting there. But we watched this movie. It's kind of slow, and it's kind of real. It's almost filmed like, sort of like a documentary of these strippers, and it's based on a true story. And The part that really bothered me about the whole thing, though, and I didn't feel sympathetic to any of these characters, is because they were doing really well before the stock market crash in 2008, like just doing their job and making money off these rich stock people that would just come into the strip club and then they take their credit cards and just keep ringing them up and stuff like that. But it was all sort of legit, other than they were, those people knew what they were doing when they went into the strip club. But then they got into this business where later on, after the crash, they were really hurting for money, that they started drugging dudes and then taking them to the strip club and then milking their credit
Right.
cards. And then they were too damn ashamed to report it
They have to go in and
until they got the wrong people, the wrong people that didn't have that much money and they were gonna lose their house, and they're like, fuck it, these chicks took me for a ride here. But it got me to thinking, what really bothered me is they were mixing two drugs together to knock people out. And the thing that really bugged me is that they got away with it, and they served, other than two of the girls serving weekend prison time, the other two didn't serve any time. And they were the masterminds behind the whole damn thing. And it kind of bothered me because they were drugging these dudes. They don't know what kind of reaction. They almost killed one dude, but they don't know like what the reaction will be to their drugs. Like they're not like a pharmacist, right? When they give this person these drugs, they're not gonna like look
Right.
at all the other drugs that he's taking and see if they're gonna have like a bad reaction. They could have murdered these fuckers. They're just lucky they didn't. And it kind of bugged the shit out of me.
Interesting.
But it did have Betty from Riverdale in there. And she just looks so much older as a stripper. Like, she didn't look like she did in Riverdale, that's for sure. Even though this movie doesn't show like a lot. It shows more man ass than it does anything. So you'd love it.
I'm not into man ass.
Well, you're like the one that told me, hey, go get White Trees, and then I found out how much dick was in it, and I was like, I have figures that Bill would pick this.
I didn't know that when I started reading it.
I there's so much dick
And I
in
flipped
that.
the page and I was like, whoa. Well, it starts off, flip the page. Oh, there's a dick. Then flip the next page. Whoa, there's like 20
There's
dicks.
like 20 dicks.
So many dicks in that book.
But I saw that movie and it was really well done, and
Had to
I
look
think
up Betty because I couldn't remember what the actress looked like.
she's
It's
sexy. Like,
it
I think
is.
even in the show, I think she's much sexier than Veronica for sure. But I've always been a sucker for Betty, just like Velma, Velma versus Daphne. I've always been a Betty guy, just because she's just so more homely, like, and she comes from beginnings that are not rich. Do you know? Like, Veronica's born rich, so she's used to getting everything
Right.
she's
Yeah.
she want you know wants.
Yeah. Right. She's less relatable.
Yeah.
We'll be watching Hustlers on DVD at some point in the future.
Yeah. We wanted to see that. I wanted to see Rambo, but we'll probably check that out next week. We got really. And then there's the Joker, which comes out this week, and I really want to see it. I'm just terrified because, like, even the military is issuing out these warnings of cells and stuff getting information of violence at the theaters because of this movie. So I don't know if I'll go see it, especially right away.
Wait, what's the concern?
Somebody
That
will
the
take
theaters are
guns
going
in
to be
the theater.
targeted?
Yeah, theaters are going to be targeted.
Just because, oh, because it
There's
happened
been a
before.
lot of, well, there's been a lot of intel on social
Okay.
media collection.
Well, wasn't there like that one shooting at like a Batman or something with someone dressed up like the Joker
Yeah,
or
that
something?
was in Denver.
Yeah.
That was with The Dark Knight Returns. So, oh well. Well, you want to get into White
Maybe.
Trees since we mentioned it?
Sure, White Trees from Image Comics. And before you say it, no, I did not order number two because I did not realize it was only two issues. And I got to the end and I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, way to
So now
go,
I gotta get
Ace.
number, now I gotta go find number two.
Well, it came out this week, so you should be able to find it.
Yeah, I have to run over to the store. Hey, where'd it go? I can't find my comic.
You
Where's
gotta
my...
remember it. It's a pretty simple story.
Yeah, I know,
The
but I
only
want to...
only thing is I want to talk about the goddamn end because I don't quite understand.
Ah, interesting. Well, I cannot help
Well,
you.
I could take it either. I could flip a coin and take it two ways. And
Interesting.
I just wanted your impression of what
See
you
which way I
thought.
would take it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I might have found it. I found it. Oh, I should have
Don't you
still.
come prepared for the show and
I
just say,
did.
hey, we're
I
only
thought I had
covering
them
like
all.
five books. You could at least bring them with
I
you
thought I
so
had
that.
them all. There we go. Okay, now I'm set. So White Trees, written by Chip Zdarsky.
Zdarsky.
With art by Chris Anka.
What
And
did
this
you
is a
think?
fantasy book.
Yeah, which I didn't buy originally.
Oh, and I'll say, I'll mention the colorist Matt Wilson because the colors are amazing.
Yeah. I did not buy it because of it fell into that fantasy realm.
It's not the fantasy world.
Yeah, but then I heard hearing Vince B talk about this dick scene, and I was like, I should buy that.
Sold on the dick scene.
Sold on the dick scene.
Like dick scene, what? Although I think it was, it probably would have been better if you had ordered it and were like me and were just surprised by the dick scene.
Yeah, but I had forgotten about the dick scene
Oh, by the time
by
you're
the
reading
time
it.
I read it. And
Well, it's
then I
also
was like
told well because.
then I turned the page and I was like, "Oh, I remember where I heard about this." Do you know what
It's
I
like,
mean?
yeah.
Well,
And it.
actually, you know what scene I remembered him talking about? I don't know if you've ever heard Vince B talk, but he's real articulate. Like very
Sure.
detailed. Like when he's describing art,
Yeah, I mean, he's very
he's
knowledgeable
very
when it
knowledgeable
comes
of
to
art.
art.
He's an artist himself, but so he like talks about he talks about it in a
Techniques.
descriptive way that you'll like remember it. And he talked about like that scene where they come up to the dragon, and you know he laid out how the other guys were like, let's fight this dragon. We gotta stop the fire and all this. And then he just like kind of like walks underneath the dragon, takes his sword, and then hits the chain and then cuts it loose. That's when I was like, I remember him talking about this.
Don't remember that
So it was
scene.
before I got to the sex scene.
Yeah, so this is about there's three guys who were used to be warriors. One of them is now a farmer. I'm not sure what the other two are doing. I guess they're kind of still warriors, but they're reunited because their son and their daughter are kidnapped by the enemy of the land. And now they're on a mission to go find him. And so there's one guy who's the farmer, and then there's a big cat and a guy. And then there's like a, what's the other guy? Is he like an elf or something?
Yeah, he looks like Legolas.
Yeah, some kind of big, like a buff Legolas.
We've mentioned a lot of Legolas. We have a listener called Legolas.
We do. We do. who was impressed at our pronunciation of his name.
Yeah. It's really French, right?
Yeah. So I really like this. I like the dynamics between the characters. And then, yeah, so the dick scene is when they get to, like, they're like fairies or something, right? And the fairies try to lure them with sex. Which is ingenious.
What is that George Clooney movie, the Coen brothers? What is that movie with the great soundtrack? Yeah, Brother, Where Art Thou? Do you remember that scene where the sirens tried to lure all three of them in?
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't know if I've ever seen that movie.
Well, there's a scene they escape. If you haven't seen that movie, you owe it to yourself to see that movie. It's a masterpiece. It has a scene where they break out of jail, and you're like, "What the fuck is going on?" They see these girls bathing. The soundtrack for it's amazing, Bill. If you see these girls bathing in the water and they're like singing, but what they really are like, what are those like fairy tale women that sing and lure men in? I forget what the sirens. No, they're
yeah, I
not.
Think it's sirens.
Yeah, yeah, sirens. That's what this reminded me of. The sex scene is they were kind of like there. They run into like the sirens, and they try to manipulate all three of them in their own way. And there's a real subtle hint earlier in the book that the one guy that looks like a lion creature from Flash Gordon or whatever, he might be having a relationship with the elf guy.
Well, I don't think it's subtle. I think they pretty much say it, don't they?
Well, they say it after they leave. Well, they say it because of the they go to the place where their kids are abducted. And he runs into his ex-wife.
Yeah.
And she makes this, like, snark remark to the elf because...
Yeah, because...
And I'm like, well, where did that come from?
She's sympathizing with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was set up even earlier because when they were talking about the kids, they were like, they took our daughter. And he was talking to the dude.
That slid past me. Because I didn't catch on to it until they saw the ex-wife.
Yeah, well, because I noticed it because at first I was like, why are the three of them if there's two kids? And they're talking about their kids, and I go, oh. Yeah, because he says, our daughter, Skatar.
And the interesting thing is they were together, like their kids were having a relationship together.
Yeah, and they didn't know
it.
It was funny because the wife knew about it, but none of the men knew about it.
Yeah, which could go either way. I'm sure there's some daughters that feel more comfortable talking to their fathers, and some daughters that would rather talk to their mothers about things like that. Depending on the situation.
Yeah, it would just depend on.
But anyway, the setup is that they're on the brink of war with this other organization. Their kids are kidnapped. They were supposed to stay out of it. They wanted nothing to do with it, but they're drawn into this situation where they have to try to go and rescue their son and daughter. And they run into this weird situation where they run into these sirens or fairies or of some sort, and they try to like lure them in like individually. It's interesting how when he's with the lion, I thought this was interesting. One of the guy, the elfin, when he's having sex with the dude. Mm-hmm. But when the lion guy's there, he's having sex with the woman and a dude.
Yep. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically they knew how to get each of them.
But there is one scene in there where, man, there is like,
I know, I'm looking at it now.
Sex, yeah.
Yeah, there's like, I'm trying to see all the different kinds.
There's like daisy chain shit going in there where it's like going from mouth to dick to I don't know what the hell's going on.
You got lots of, I think almost every style here.
Yeah.
Anything you want. I don't know what's going on in this one though. Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Which
Okay,
one?
on the left side there's the purple guy, and then there's the blue girl under him.
I don't see. I see the purple guy with dick in her vagina, and then they're kissing. But what?
Maybe we're looking at a different panel. Which panel are you looking at?
I'm looking at the big orgy scene. The one before he's kissing the girl, the main character's kissing the blue girl, under the
Yeah,
one
that's what I'm
above
looking
that.
at. Well, you see the dude, the purple dude with the tail who's sucking off that other dude.
The purple dude with the tail. Oh yeah.
You see the
What?
blue girl under him?
Yeah, she's sucking his
You're sucking his
dick.
balls.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes they draw. I don't know, like what the fuck. Look at the far right, where this one guy's. It looks like he's fucking a girl in the butt.
He's in the butt there.
But his butthole looks really weird. It looks like it's got a corn nut in there or something.
Yeah, I think he's got something in his butt. Got some kind of butt plug action. Then on the left, you got some full penetration.
Yeah, there's everything you could think of going on, I
Then this
think.
guy's having a good time.
Looks like they're all having a good time,
Are
except
all
for our
having.
main character. He's like,
He's just standing there.
he's oblivious to it. He's not affected by it whatsoever.
Yep, he's the one who saves them because he's dedicated to the mission and isn't tempted. So I'm excited to see where this tale goes in the next issue that I didn't get.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen to you.
I
That's
know
why
you're posting
I tweeted it. I knew it. There's his issue number one, and he's not.
don't know how I missed
What the
it.
fuck? You wait for like a trade of two issues?
Normally, if it's three issues or under, I just get the single issues.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I missed that this is only two issues.
Hmm.
I blame the solicitation.
I liked it.
I did too. I gave it five dicks out of five. It five out of five dicks.
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
So you gave it four dicks.
Yeah. Probably because it's fantasy, but I did like Reaver, which is fantasy, but it fell more into like the Magnificent Seven fantasy type. So
Yeah, that was
I
good.
liked Reaver way more than this, but this was interesting, and I think that, well, I want to say any more because I don't want to give away
Yeah, what happens next?
what happens in number two, but it was interesting, and I kind of wish I could ask him if I how to interpret the ending.
I will say that the cat guy in this looks like Dargo from Farscape.
I think he looks like Ukla the monk from Thundar the Barbarian.
There you go. He's a cross between those characters.
Now that I see the ending, I'm going back to the beginning to see if I see anything in those first few pages. I'm not sure I do. Oh well, it was a good book. I liked it.
So, what do you want to talk about next? We got several.
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing versus Dracula's Daughter from Zenoscope.
I like this one.
Yeah, this is by Raven Gregory, who I don't think he's had anything in a while, has he?
Yeah, he's been doing Oz and some of the others.
Okay.
He's part of their company, so He
Yeah, I know
usually
he is. I thought he would.
has his hand in one of the titles, like one of the ongoings.
Okay.
I'm all in on Zenoscope. I'm vested into their universe. I like it a lot. I even
I
like the
always get
TV
there.
show. I like the TV show of Van Helsing as well, even though it's very loose. It's not even like it's like light and day, to tell you the truth.
I mean, they basically just use the concept, but
There's the
aren't
premise,
following
but
any.
even in it's even
Even
it's
that they've
more
changed.
it's more in like a post-apocalyptic world in Van Helsing on the TV show. Do you know what
Okay.
I mean? Like the world is sort of desolate. This takes place in like our time. But I did like how they opened up with, like they have all these artifacts and they have this secret hideout
With high
and
security.
yeah, high security, and then this character breaks in and sort of steals Dracula because he was inside of, they call him Nosferatu, but I guess they're one and the same. I always think of them as different because of the movies, Dracula's Bela Lugosi, Nosferatu's the bald vampire
Yeah, the
became that
monster.
came yeah became before Bela Lugosi, I think in time. But they steal the body,
Right, the
a
skeleton.
skeleton, and it looks like Dracula's daughter is out to seek revenge.
And the person who stole it used some kind of like magic or something to, because they just
Yeah.
basically walked through all the security things. And then there was one part where they're like lasers and they snapped their fingers and the lasers turned into bugs.
I think it's Dracula's daughter. That's what I think.
That would make sense.
And later on, she does something to Nina and Jonathan because they're in it. Like, if you know, in Dracula lore, there's Jonathan Harkness and Nina. And they get caught up in this escapade because they're visiting, I forget what her name is. Lilith? Or. It begins with an L. They're visiting her. And she didn't show up, so they're sort of worried about her. And that's because she's infiltrating these vampires and runs into this bigger vampire. I like how she took a bath, like in holy water. She just. She, like, bathed in the fountain in front of the church.
Yeah, the church.
So when the one vampire went to, like, bite her, he was like, oh shit. She was covered in holy water.
Elixir, and then his tongue
Yeah, it's
starts to
like
burn.
starts to burn. She goes there because she's trying to figure out who stole Dracula's skeleton and stuff, and it's not even the right lead. And she ends up finding that it's her mother's diary.
Right.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I
And
liked it.
I didn't notice this, but when they went to the, like at the end when they were getting attacked, they're by a statue, and the statue is Alice in Wonderland. That's
Oh yeah, I didn't notice that either.
funny.
Well, it's really an attacker attacking an attack because you see Jonathan and Nina come up on what I think is Dracula's daughter right near a fountain.
Right.
And then somebody just like some guy wants to steal their
Yeah,
purse
just a
and
mugger
money,
comes
just a
up, yeah.
mugger comes up to steal their shit, and that's when that Dracula's daughter just decapitates him.
Yeah, take
And
off his head.
I was like, holy crap, I originally thought she killed Jonathan. I thought that was
I know, at
Jonathan's
first I was
head.
like, who was that?
And then I saw the court, Jonathan and Nina kind of knocked out, and I said, oh wow, she didn't decapitate him. It was the guy trying to rob him. But I really liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it as well.
It was my favorite of the three that I read, and I liked them all. I gave them all a 4 out of 5.
Of the three,
Yeah.
Zenoscope?
I read Bell number one, and I
Oh,
read
that's right.
Mystery number one. I liked Mystery number one second best. That's about a woman that can bring back the dead, and she's sort of retired and works in a homeless shelter, and somebody's killing like homeless people, and it looks like she's gonna be drawn in. But she makes like side money occasionally. Like there was some rich guy that wants her to like the house that he lives in is haunted, and she sort of like gets rid of the ghost because she could bring him back from the dead and then get rid of him. And he was trying to con her out of money, but she was conning him. So it was kind of interesting. Con person conning the con person. But it was I liked that one quite a bit. And then Bell is sort of like something we've seen before, where it's like her mother was killed by Medusa very early in life, and her father didn't know how to deal with it. So it's kind of like a supernatural premise, right? The TV show. I think in Supernatural, their parents were killed by something, and then they became monster hunters. Well, that's sort of what Belle is about. Except she was raised by her uncle, and he's on his deathbed, and she comes back from this mission where she saved a bunch of kids from these demons. And she comes back and sees her uncle, and her uncle revives himself for a second. He yells, all isn't what it seems, which means that the organization that she works for might be corrupt. So that looks interesting. But what Belle is supposed to be is like Beauty and the Beast, except she hunts down monsters.
Okay.
And it looks like there is a beast that's kept in this facility that she's trying to rescue, like somebody she knew that turned into a monster. So that might be the beast.
Don't know why I didn't order that one.
Maybe because it's the second series.
Oh, that could be
All of these have had previous
previous
series, or they
iteration.
had previous. They were previously known on the ongoing. You know what I mean? They were introduced in Grimm Fairy Tales.
Yeah.
It's a pretty complex world. Like it's really interconnected.
Yeah, they have a lot of interconnected characters.
Continuity, yeah.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Well, they do that, but then they also have stuff that's not connected as well.
Yeah, a lot of their horror titles are that
So
way.
I like that they're doing both. It's smart.
What else do we have?
You want to do the Death-Defying Devil?
Yeah, that one I
Is
liked a
that
lot.
one of our books?
Yeah.
Gail Simone. Well, it's Gail Simone and Walter Giovanni, so it's the Red Sonja team.
Yeah. I've already read ahead of this, and I just love this direction of this book because I like can't predict at all like what's happening. But I what did you think of this one?
I really liked it. I thought it was the first issue felt like a movie kind of setup.
Yeah.
Like first this guy and the girl, they're out on the street and they're attacked by these thugs. And then the death-defying devil shows up and tries and helps them. But then some unknown guy comes in and beats up the devil. And then they bring him into like this apartment complex. So they're kind of holed up in this apartment complex. So it's kind of the classic like trapped in a building while there's bad guys outside.
Yeah. And I like the fact that it looked like the Death the Flying Devil like met his match. Like he's sitting there lying and these people are protecting him instead of him protecting the people.
Right, he's injured on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're discussing like what they should do. Because I
It's
think they're
sort
like squatting there or something too.
I didn't get that impression. I got the impression that the rich people were trying to take him out.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well,
That the building was
somebody
bought by
owns the
someone,
building,
and
and
trying to kick
you
them
know
out.
they're paying their rent, but they want to turn that whole landscape into like something bigger and sell it for a lot more money.
Yeah, that could be.
And these people are living there and they don't want to leave.
Right.
So they're using these bullies and gang members to try to threaten them to
Intimidate
leave.
them, yeah.
Yeah, intimidate them. And they're an odd bunch of characters too. Like there's this man and this woman that are
Oh, in the
fairly
apartment.
young. Yeah, there's this
Yeah,
older
she
lady. She's
did.
an
Gail did a really good
actress.
job of getting us to know the different characters in the building. Yeah, there's the old lady who's an actress, a famous actress back in the day.
Yeah, she plays a big part in issue two. I really liked it.
Yeah, I thought I liked it. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I liked it a lot, and of course, I like the art, but I like his art. So
Yeah, he's good.
was a little grittier, I thought, in this one than in
Yeah,
Red
it wasn't
Sonic.
as smooth for sure. But I think for a reason. I think it's a gritty book.
Yeah, it definitely. Yeah, it's definitely a different book. So it's more street level. So.
It's not a good place to live, that's for sure.
Good thing the death-defying devil is around to protect you, even
Yeah.
though he didn't do a very good job this issue.
He tried, and
He
things
didn't try.
looked good until that one guy came into the picture. Barb's making beans.
Delicious.
Yeah. But she puts bacon in there so you'd like shit your pants.
She ruined it.
Yeah. That's what we're eating.
Bell, Oath of Thorns. Yeah, I didn't get it.
Which one? You didn't get what?
Bell, Oath of Thorns.
Yeah, there's one before it. Matter of fact, I said
Oh,
when I
I didn't
read it,
get
it was the first one I read, and I said, you know what? I wonder if she's had a previous series, because the one thing that Zenoscope does really good is like with Belle and Mystery, which they've been around before. It kind of gives you like a page historical like what these characters are,
Oh,
like
like a summary, yeah.
their origins, like you know what they're where they came from and why they're in this situation.
Okay.
So even if you were picking it up and it's volume two of this character, you sort of can follow everything. You're not lost.
Yeah. That's good. And then we have a couple more. Got a lot. We just kept piling stuff on. Happens when you go for so long.
Yeah. I read a lot, but the ones that we talk about, what do we have left? We have Out of the Blue and
Let's talk about Blade Runner.
oh, Blade Runner.
I liked it.
I gave that one a 5 out of 5 because I felt immersed in the world.
Hey, what did I give it? Let me find it here. So this is from Titan. It's a story that takes place in the Blade Runner world.
They needed a book for me to like latch onto because there haven't been any hard case crime and a lot of their stuff has been going like the video game route and I haven't been getting into a lot of them, so they needed this book to
Here you go,
turn
Blade
turn
Runner.
yeah turn
Five
it
out of
around.
five. I
Well,
give
the
it a five
art
out of
is
five.
amazing. And who is the artist on this? Because they immerse you into like this the setting of the movie. Like
Yeah.
it's
It's
you're in.
Andreas Gnall. I don't know how to spell his last name.
Use your Latin. You
It's
were
not
trained in
Latin.
Latin.
That's like Spanish, isn't it?
Yeah, but it isn't Latin pretty neutral? Like you should be able to pronounce anything if you could do Latin.
Probably.
And you've done Latin before because you did the Roman ritual.
I have done Latin.
Oh, Barb, she's been chasing the squirrel. It's so weird. She's like running him off. What is that? Massage envy. Should I get it? The red. I don't know what the red means. The bottom. Oh. Barb got a new phone. I don't know. I hit the button. God, your phones suck. You need an iPhone. This is bullshit. I can't even hang up her phone.
Tell her to get a new one of those new iPhones.
She got a new phone. No, I don't slide it. You hit the button and the button tangs up. I can just hit the button. Why do I need to slide it? Why do I need to slide it to turn it off instead of hit the button? There's a red button, a green button. If I want to answer, I hit the green button. Why do I need to whoosh it? It doesn't make any sense.
Why whoosh when you could just tap?
Yeah, why whoosh when you could just tap? I even, on my phone, I could just hit the volume button and it hangs them up. You could do that on mine too, but am I going to sit there and explain that? iPhone is better.
Piece you could probably just hit the power phone. Button. Not to turn off the phone, I mean.
I need a flip phone.
To hang up. Some days I miss my flip phone.
I do too.
Simpler times.
It's just simpler times.
I had a good game on there. I was happy.
You played a game on your flip phone?
Yeah. It was, I don't remember what it was.
Space Invaders.
It was a very simple game. One of those ball games.
Oh, you like the balls.
Where you have to handle the balls carefully.
Where you coddle the balls.
Sure, you don't squeeze them too hard.
Yeah.
They're all kind of falling down.
So, Blade Runner.
Yes, Blade Runner. So, this is about a female. She's like a cop of some sort, right?
She's a Blade Runner. She goes after replicants. That's how it opens up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. But she's
she takes the parts of them, though, it looks like.
Yeah, she's working the black market on the side, where she'll take valuable parts from the ones she finds and sell them on the black market.
Yeah, it was interesting because she was like, "Oh, the eyes will bring in the most money," and she's like, "It's weird that the heart brings in the least money." But it's almost like she's feeding her. She hunts replicants, but then she feeds the body parts back, which I found really weird.
Say that again?
She sells the body parts back. She extracts the body parts. Because the one replicant's right. Like, fuck you. I know my eyes are worth the
right,
most.
That's why.
Take my fucking eyes out.
Yeah. Well, because she needs money and she's not making enough as a cop, so.
Yeah.
And then but it seems like that's something that they, like, is known that they do that.
And some rich guy decides to hire her to find his wife and kid.
Right.
And that's the premise of this one. And I saw this coming, like, the shit was written on the wall. But I think his wife is a replicant and the daughter is part human and part replicant. At least that's the impression I got.
That could be. There's something up with him, that's for sure.
Well, his wife has that power. Like, she fucking threw those dudes. I mean, she's...
Yeah, she's has something going on.
And if you remember from the movie, like, Daryl Hannah or whoever it was had those abilities. Rutger Hauer had the abilities, the strength mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, she kicked ass.
So I got the impression that the husband might not be totally legit. I don't know. I just got the vibes that he's not really there to protect his wife and kid. But he understands what they are. I don't know. I got the impression that
he must know, right?
Yeah, I think something's going on. What I think is they're running away from him and he's hiring her to get him back, but and he's got the money to do so. So but I think there's something up with him. I don't think he's a good person. I think he's got like, hey, this is the first half-breed replicant human, and that's what I want, as I want my daughter. And I think she took her daughter away from him. That's what
And
I think.
he's gonna do. Yeah, that could be. Because he does say, "My daughter is truly exceptional in ways few can appreciate."
Yeah.
And then we find out the cop has a secret of her own.
Yeah, what is up with that? That's the only thing that I don't understand. Like, she has that mechanical thing on her back. Is she a replicant? Or
I don't know if she's a replicate or just has some cybernetic enhancements, even though she claims she doesn't, because the guy
yeah.
asked her straight out if she did or not, and she said no.
Huh.
But it almost seems like she's in pain or something.
That was the only part that wasn't clear to me. She's cyber enhanced, but I didn't understand that. But maybe I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to know yet. Just that something's going on.
Bless you. There you go, Daryl. That's for you, Daryl. There's another one, Daryl. Bless you. Good Lord, woman. Trying to do the work of the Lord and Lord's work. And what else we got? Out of the blue?
Yeah, out of the blue, let's do it. The big boy. Volume 2 of Out of the Blue from Aftershock, the new war book by Garth Ennis. Say no more.
It's a pretty awesome book. I like this. Not I love the format for one thing. This format's amazing. The only time I found myself getting lost a little bit is during the fight scenes. 'Cause
I would
they're
agree. And in the first volume, I didn't really feel that. But in this volume, like during that one fight, I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, that's because the way it's drawn is like you see the action, but then there's these like radio, what would you say, the radio caption boxes everywhere, and you don't know
Right, what
who's
they're
talking to
communicating
who.
over the radio, yeah.
But like it would come across really good in film because you'd know whose voice that was, but it's kind of hard to tell when it's
Yeah, who's
drawn
listening to?
and who it's coming from.
And you have to, unless you remember all the call names, call signs, and stuff.
Yeah.
But even through all that, by the end, you know what happened, so.
Can I just jump to the ending to make sure I understood this right? Because the ending is sort of on an action scene. But,
Yes.
well, no, I guess we should lead up to it. Because what this story is about, it's about a fighter pilot that is accused of killing this officer's friends when he had really nothing to do with it when he lands his plane. And he gives him like a shit plane, which is like a haunted tank. Like it's an awful plane. But he gives him a really good partner, another partner that he wants killed and doesn't like.
Yeah, I would say
And
he's a
he's
really good, what I don't remember what the term is for the
Abe,
guy,
the rides in the back
the
and
co-pilot
the
guy.
co-pilot, yeah.
But yeah, but he's Middle Eastern, so the main sergeant guy hates him.
Yeah, he's a real asshole. And I don't know if they try to get us sympathetic but about his plight, but he's
Well, he's not
always
Middle
like
East. He's Indian, right? Is that what he?
yeah, I think he's Indian.
So from Asia.
So he's and then they have the guy that has looks like a handsome dude except half his face is burned off. And you have another pilot that flies with him. And you're introduced to a whole bunch of guys that had their faces burned or
Yeah,
skin grafts or
they have a whole club that gathers together to commiserate.
But this one officer guy is a real jerk, and everybody in the squadron knows he's a jerk, and they know he's like picking on this one pilot because he's always trying to hit on his wife and stuff like that, and it forms a jealousy. You know, he's jealous of his wife.
That's how the story kind of opens up with him. Him and his wife kind of
Having
some
a
uncomfortability
conversation.
between them because he knows that she's been talking to this officer when he's been gone and stuff, and he doesn't know what's going on between them. And well, he knows that the officer is doing it to get under his skin, but he doesn't know where his wife is, his wife's heart is at.
Yeah. He doesn't know if he's really cheating, and then this guy like makes it worse 'cause he like eggs it on. And he almost dies in one flight, and it's a weird situation 'cause the war's ending. So it's like how much risk do you want to put your pilots in if you know that the surrender is inevitable?
Right.
You know, that's what kind of makes this interesting. And this guy's putting their lives in danger and in situations where they could die and they don't need to. In other words, the war is sort of won and they're just sort of like doing tasks in order to make sure that there's no leftover Nazis doing things.
Right, because they mostly go after the ships in the water, in their fighter planes.
He comes back from a fight scene where they barely survive and comes back to his wife, and his wife says, "I'm pregnant." And she does
Well,
it real
in that
interesting.
fight scene, weren't they like trying to one up each other too?
Yeah, they were
Like the
trying to
main,
one
the
up.
main officer guy is like showing off basically, and the other guy's trying to stick with him.
At his partner's it's almost like the Tom Cruise and Goose thing, you know, like Maverick and Goose. As Maverick would always put Goose in danger in order to do whatever he was doing. He's putting his partner in danger because he's trying to keep up with this officer dude. And it's a real uncomfortable situation. He gets back, his wife sings him a song, which I was really curious to go Google the song because I like sort of knew what was happening, but I was like, why is she singing him this song? Is it about a little baby or what? I didn't quite get it. There's a lot of singing in this book, whether they're at the bar singing or she's singing or
Singing.
there's a lot of singing.
Yeah, there's some cool like one of the songs is about they're like a dirty old like war songs basically that they're singing at the bar. It's pretty cool.
So he finds out that she's pregnant, so he's happy. He goes back to the facility, and I guess it's like snowing, but he alerts everybody, "Hey, you know, congratulations, I'm gonna have a kid, blah blah blah," and everybody's happy for him except for that officer. He goes, "Well, how do you know it's yours?" Like, you fucking asshole. And this is after the old guy with the mustache had told him to lay off. And this officer, I don't know if you're supposed to feel sympathetic. I don't feel sympathetic for him. He sort of tells him this story, "Well, I should be dead, and I'm the only one that lives, and I don't understand why I come through unscratched, but all my friends are dead." And like, what is his incentive to pick on this guy because of his situation? I have no idea. I didn't feel sympathetic towards him at all. If that's what he was trying to make us do, because they go on another bullshit mission, which is they have to launch at, it's sort of winter time and the conditions aren't good for liftoff. but they're not bad for where they need to fight over. And they actually launch their planes anyway, because this officer says they need to go protect or take down these U-boats, I think, is what they need to
Yeah, they're
go
going after
do.
the U-boats.
And they go out there, and there are Nazi fighter planes out there, and they do shoot down their friend. Like, I think the guy with the burnt face dies, I think. And it looks like they're gonna get killed, and the officer like sort of sacrifices his life, right? Doesn't he? The one officer that's the asshole, doesn't he sacrifice his life so the other two can not get killed?
Yeah, he like that's the part that was kind of
Kamikazes.
confusing, but yeah, I think he like drove right into the other plane.
Yeah. So that's what he did, is he gave his life up so the other two can live, and their plane did go down in the ocean, but they sort of end up on a boat, and it looks like they're gonna get help at the end of the story. I like this story. It would be a good movie.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it's really good.
And I like the way the fight scenes are drawn. It's just sort of, it really is chaotic. Which is what war is.
It's an interesting conundrum because you want to draw, you have to draw the craziness of it because people are getting shot down. There's people getting. You know, there's bullets flying everywhere and planes doing all kinds of moves. So it's naturally going to be chaotic scenes. And there's
Yeah.
even panels like there's one page where it's in the middle of a fight scene. They show the main two guys in their plane, and the panel's like upside down or sideways, kind of just to show that they're like doing a maneuver.
There's one splash page that I really liked, where I think it's during the first battle scene, where there's that like sub sticking out of the water, and they're like gunning, they're like trying to destroy it, and they have all those guys like running on the sub. It looked really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of great the battle scenes in this are definitely beautiful, the way he's presented them. And he for every battle scene there's going to be the temptation that you want to do, like everyone's going to want to have like a big like double page splash of the battle
Yeah.
scene. So I'm sure he's battling like how much of the page to use on a splash, but I think he does a good job of doing that, of giving us the splashes when they're needed or half splashes.
Yeah,
There's a
yeah.
lot where it's like the top half of the page is like spread across the whole page, and then there's panels under it, which works.
Yeah, it's a war book that I'll remember this story. I'll always remember the general plot of this like crappy plane and these two pilots that are getting dissed by their officer, you know, when they don't need
Yeah,
to be.
there's a lot of good stuff in that. I mean, the wife and then the guys with the
Yeah.
burnt faces.
I like the story about the guy with the burnt faces, because whoever that experimental doctor was, that was pretty cool. Because they went back to that town, their faces were all eaten up, and he had, who that doctor was, had told all the people, like, treat these people like they're human beings. And he said it was kind of amazing, because here their faces were all burned off, or their bodies were all burnt, and there were girls there that were asking him on dates, and people treating him like heroes, and I thought that was cool. When in reality, people would probably be terrified of the way they looked, you know?
Oh, they're
Yeah.
for sure on the just walking down the street, they get treated much differently.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I think we only have one left that we forgot to talk about. Show's End.
Show's End from Mad Cave. This is about a freak show.
Yeah, it was really well done. I liked this
I love
one.
It. Yeah, I can't remember what I gave this one. 4 or 5 out of 5.
I gave it a high 4 out of 5. It was my top 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5 as well.
I gave out. I gave Out of the Blue a 5 out of 5, and Blade Runner a 5 out of 5. Everything else, like, gave a 5 out of 5 with stuff you didn't read, like Gwenpool, Jane Foster, Valkyrie, and Batman Beyond and the Wildstorm.
Lots of 5 out of 5s.
Yeah, there are a lot of 5 out of 5s. I guess the surprise 5 out of 5, like, I knew I was loving The Wildstorm by Warren Ellis. I knew that was going to land it if he finished it. The Batman Beyond surprised me. That was really good. And Jane Foster has been spectacular, man. That's Jason Aaron and the guy who writes Immortal Hulk, Al Ewing. Oh, man, is that good.
I didn't know he was doing that.
It's really good. The Show's End. This is a I like the opening because it's sort of a carnival guy that owns a freak show going to this family and taking their child, and you see this child is, man, it's like this huge demon baby.
Yeah, she's a beast.
Is it a she? I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a she.
Okay, so that monster's a she. But anyway.
Yeah, it's a she because it's the main character.
No, it's not.
Yeah, isn't it?
I didn't think so. I didn't read it like that.
Look at the last page.
She's got powers in her eyes, but she's not the demon thing. The demon thing was recruited on the first few pages. And then they went to one town, and the little girl is like, I want to join this carnival. Like, she's fascinated and then becomes part of the carnival. But they already have that demon thing. That demon thing is not her. Is it? I didn't take it as her.
I believe it's her.
Because I don't think they've manifested her powers, because you had that gypsy lady say, oh, she'll have her powers. And they let her into the carnival, whereas the demon thing, they went to the family and picked up early on. And it doesn't make sense, because in the second scene, so they have to leave the town, the first town, because the demon thing goes and kills stuff.
Right. So
and
they,
then
the
second scene, I thought the locals came, even though they got permitted to be in the carnival, but they're losing their farm animals and stuff to this creature. And, they bring a bunch of guns, and a bunch of people from the town come to shoot up the carnival. And the little girl is like with one of those, I can't remember those inside of like carnival freak shows and stuff. They have, there's a certain condition where those.
Yeah. The pinheads.
The pinheads. Yeah. They have but it's really a medical condition. Like,
yeah,
it really does exist.
Mm-hmm.
She's like an acrobat in the circus, and this little girl latches on to her, and they're both friends. And that girl, I don't know if pinhead's a good way to call her, but she, it's not
yeah, Flipsy. She was awesome. I love Flipsy.
Yeah, Flipsy. She gets killed.
I know.
And
I couldn't believe it.
The monster slaughters the whole, all of those people before the girl's even, she's there holding the body of her friend. So how the hell could she have turned to a monster and then killed all those people? I don't think she's the monster, but maybe she is.
Well, she's not holding her friend. She's. Oh, you mean while it's going on?
Yeah.
Well, it's after, though. Because they're like, what the hell is that? Well, just look on the last page, though. Because they show the monster, and then they show the monster. They say, is it shrinking? It's crying. Oh my God, how in the hell? And then they show the girl. Flipsy, they killed Flipsy.
Let me go look at the last page. I'm taking it out of my Mylar. I don't think these two at the beginning are her parents. 'Cause then it says 7 months later,
I don't know who took her. I think she escaped
she's
from
stealing
whoever.
apples, and then she shows there, and then they act like they've never seen her at the carnival,
I think
even
it's a
though.
different, yeah, I think it's a different carnival. Like, I think she escaped from the people who took her in the first place
Really?
and ended up at this carnival.
Okay, so I know she has those weird eyes, and they shoot her. And that demon has the. I don't think it's the same person, but maybe it is.
Well, how do you explain the last page?
The last page is she's holding Flipsy.
Yeah, but they so at the top of the page they show the monster come in, right? And then it's shrinking and it's crying,
Oh,
and that
you're
looks like a
right.
girl.
You bastard, you're right. That's confusing, though. The part that I find confusing is the opening scene, then. Because the opening scene, it's like
They
somebody
should
from
have
the
shown, yeah.
carnival is recruiting this beast, like, to come live with them. And then later on, it's like a girl that just a man, an orphan that's
Right,
looking
that
for a
shows
place
up.
to be, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right, in the panels that are red, she is morphing. She's morphing back. So, you're right, I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think what it was is she got bought by, and I don't know if the guys in the beginning, it doesn't really, I don't think it said that they had a sideshow or anything. I don't know who they are. But they bought the creature. But I think she escaped from them. That's why I think she was stealing apples, because she was like on the run.
You think she escaped from the first people?
Yeah. And maybe they should have shown that. It probably would have been clearer if they'd shown her sneaking out or whatever,
Yeah,
than showing how she
I had
escaped.
no. Those two panels that you're trying to point to me, the two panels at the top of the last page, I guess I just didn't pay attention. But it's the little girl morphing.
If you skip that, then.
That's weird. So overall, all good books. I liked them all. I guess the
Yeah.
surprise, the one that I didn't expect to like that I did like, was White Trees. I knew I was gonna like the others. White Trees, I
Yeah.
wasn't sure it was gonna hit with me, but it did. It
Yeah,
was
well, the
good.
fantasy, it's always hit or miss. I did want to talk about one other one.
Yeah.
Superman Year One, Book Two.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
I loved it. I love this book, and I don't know what people don't like about it.
I love it too. It made me go buy Lori Lamaris' first appearance.
I thought it was like having Clark Kent in the, what was he in, the army? I can't remember now.
Is in the Navy.
With the
He
Navy.
was becoming a Navy SEAL.
That's right, he was
Yeah.
becoming a SEAL. I thought that was fantastic, and how he's like trying to hold back his powers so no one knows.
Well, his like officer, training officer sort of knows something's up with them. Like
Yeah, he figured it out
he
because
even
he's like,
knows like he's going into the water, and they even have that weird conversation where they talk about mermaids, and it's like these mermaids exist, and he says, if you tell anybody, then I'll have you court-martialed. So he like knows like he's like wandering off in the middle of the night. And
Yeah, he
seeing
knows
these.
he's, yeah, he sees that he's taken off in the middle of the night and coming back in the morning, and he's never tired.
Yeah, and the art is amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
Like the way he can draw scenes like in the military, and then the second half of the book, he's drawing the Kraken and Neptune and all that.
Yeah, all the underwater stuff.
That's insane. And like Neptune, father. Is it Neptune or Poseidon? I always get them confused.
It was, I don't remember.
See, you're confused like me. But it's weird how he was so jealous, like he wanted his daughter for his own, like.
Right, because Superman fell in love with his daughter.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was dead set against it.
It's almost like he had to go through the trials of Hercules to prove he was
He did. He
worthy.
had to fight. He had to fight the Super Kraken.
Yeah. And
And
then he
that
won.
was a hell of a fight.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I loved it. And I love the nice big pages.
Yeah, this format is awesome. I want to read Harleen because it just came out and it's in the big format.
Oh man, and that's Saic art too. Woo.
Yeah.
That's gonna be nice.
It looks
Although
fantastic. It looks like I heard Jason Wood say he didn't like this art. Like he liked Sajic and other things, but he didn't like it. But to me, this art looks like when he does
interesting.
Sunstone or whatever it is. Like, what is the book that Sajic does? Is it Sunstone or is it the other one?
It's the
It's Sunstone, right? It's like up to like six volumes already.
yeah. Oh yeah. That's
That's
the
what this,
bondage one, right?
yeah, this that's what this art looks like.
Well, then it looks like him.
Yeah, that's good.
I haven't gotten that yet. But I look forward to it. Yeah, I've definitely been enjoying that line.
Yeah.
Lack of labels.
They've all been 5 out of 5s for me so far, so hopefully Harleen doesn't disappoint. The question is going to be in the same format.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's going to be in this large format. I like it. What do you do with
Really?
these large formats, FYI? I have magazine boxes, so they go in the magazine box, but
Yeah, I'll be putting it in a magazine box. I need to get a new magazine box. Another one. Yeah, what else are you gonna do with it? I guess you could put it on your shelf.
you could.
They have a spine.
Yeah, they're really thin.
They're a bargain though, $7.99.
Yeah, I think so. And there's a lot of story in it. Like I don't feel like I'm getting a like just it's wasted space.
And how long are these things? I don't even know. How many pages are they?
I don't know, they're like 80 pages, I think. 64 to 80. Probably 64.
Yeah, probably like 64.
But they're a lot of. They're dense. They're not just like, here's a
No, it's a
splash
full
page.
story.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's a
it's a
full
great
story.
story.
The
At
art is
$7.99, I
amazing.
mean, that's like, for an oversized book that's like three times the size of a normal comic,
Yeah. Well, why are you getting number two? Is it
I
because
get
it's Junior, John Romita Jr.?
the black label. I get the black labels and singles.
Oh wow, because you're gonna be—they're coming out a lot, my friend.
So far I have.
Well, they
We'll
have
see.
like the Joker and
But they're always
Harlow.
awesome creators too.
Yeah, they are.
So far, I haven't been able to pass because.
Did you buy The Damned?
No, I never got the
Oh man.
damn. That was the one I skipped on. That was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
And that one had the bat dick. You'd
I
think that
know.
would.
I learned. I'm not going to miss any more dick.
I sold that one for $60 like the week it came out because I had
Nice.
three of them. I had one from the LCS and then two. I've been getting both covers for the for
Okay.
these. I think it's the only one I double dip on the covers, but they're coming out a lot.
So you
But
may not be able to keep it up.
yeah, it was good.
Yeah, the covers on this one, I always have to decide between the Miller and the Ramita.
That's why I have to go with both, because I love them both.
So tough.
I just don't understand why some people don't like this, because it's just like so good. Like I can't even grasp
I don't know. I tried to
not
look it up
liking
and
it.
it seemed like people didn't think it was in line with the character.
It's a black label.
I
You
know,
don't
that's what I
want it to
said.
be.
It's not in continuity.
Yeah. I just don't get that at all. Like, I don't know. I've been enjoying it, and I like spend a lot of time just looking at the art. I think it's amazing.
I'll definitely read these again, like once the story's done.
Yeah.
Just because I enjoy it so
You ought to
much.
seen the art in Batman the Damned. There's some splash pages with like Swamp Thing and Batman, and oh my lord, they're beautiful.
Yeah, I like his. He's amazing too.
Yeah, he did that Vertigo series we covered about the Fight Club. I can't remember what it was called. I like his art.
He's good.
That is Lee Bermejo.
Yes.
What was that Fight Club thing he did?
Don't remember the Vertigo Fight
He
Club.
wrote that too. I'm looking for it. I know he did a Lex Luthor one shot. Let's see, what did he do? Lee Bermejo. Lex Luthor, Man of Steel, Suiciders. You
Oh,
read
that's
that.
right,
We read that,
Suiciders.
yeah.
Yeah, he did that. He wrote that one too, didn't
Yeah, he did.
Good stuff. Yeah, should I got the damn.
Yeah, but now you're gonna have a. They seem to be coming out with a lot. There's at least three of them going on at once.
But they're short, so that's good.
Yeah, I liked. You know, one thing I've been enjoying, and I don't know if you even bother with these, but Marvel has been putting out a lot of one shots. Like, and they take creators that have been working on the book like in the 80s and 90s, and they put them on a one shot.
Yeah.
And these have been good. Like, I just read the Alpha Flight. Oh, it was amazing. And
I think I might not have gotten that one. Damn
oh,
it.
good Lord, some of these. There was a Fantastic Four one that would have blown your mind. It was called Fantastic Four Thing on Yancey Street or something like that. The art would have blown your mind, man. It was like three different, like Smallwood, and it had like three different artists on it, and it was amazing. I was like, wow, these one shots, I'm really digging. Plus the thing I like about them is they're telling really good stories, and then you're done. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't have to buy like 10 issues. It's just like one really good story, and one shots used to be like, I don't know, they'd be like, here's a story that we were gonna put in as a, what do they call them? Like in case somebody missed their deadline. And then they'd put out a one shot. But these ones seem like they're more, I don't know, like the creators care more about
What do they
them.
call that, like a file drawer copy or something?
Yeah. I can't think of the term. It's not file drawer copy.
That's not it. Something like that.
That might be the pretentious way of saying it.
Gotten some of them, but not all of them. So I probably missed out on some. I definitely get them if they're creators that I want to read the stories by.
Yeah. So did you watch any movies from the library?
What did I watch from the library? I did finally see Kelly's Heroes.
What is that?
Isn't that what it's called?
Kelly's Heroes. I'm not familiar with this.
Then I'm saying it wrong. Hang on, let me look and see what it's actually called. Find. Yeah, Kelly's Heroes. You're the one who told me about it.
No, I didn't.
The old movie. With all the famous people. Clint Eastwood. The war movie.
I might have talked about it, but I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? You told me to watch it.
No, this had Telly Savalas in it. Don Rickles.
It's Clint Eastwood, Donald Sutherland, Don Rickles.
I didn't watch this.
Telly Savalas. You didn't?
No.
Then why'd you tell me to watch it?
You must have been listening to some podcast and thought you were on it. You're like, you told me to watch it.
Carol O'Connor's in it too. And Gavin McLeod, Harry.
I know
Dean
I was
Stanton.
Talking about Clint Eastwood movies, but
maybe that's what it was.
I don't think I've ever
so you never
seen
saw
this
it?
One. No, oh. Never saw it.
Damn. It was really good.
I think we talked about this when we talked about
I have to go
about,
back and listen now.
No,
I gotta
we
go
talked,
back and
when
listen.
We talked about Reaver, because I think Justin Jordan said in the back matter that it was kicking off like Kelly's Heroes, a tribute to it or something.
That might have been. Maybe that's where it came from.
Well, and I watched that's that. That's when I said it was like Magnificent Seven and the John Boy science fiction movie, Battle Beyond the Stars, but in fantasy. This looks awesome, though. It's got great actors.
Yeah, it's the cast is crazy. Because like all of them, I don't know how famous they were at the time, but I mean this is pretty early. Yeah, 1970.
Gavin McLeod even has fucking the
yeah,
Love
Gavin
Boat
McLeod.
Guy, Captain Steubing.
Well, that's Carol O'Connor.
Yeah, from All in the Family.
That's fantastic, and Don Rickles is really good too. Yeah, it's about a. It's about a group of guys during World War II who they're in Germany and they capture. So the beginning of the movie, they capture like a German officer, and Clint Eastwood kind of tortures them a little bit and gets out of them that there's. They find in his stuff he has these like bricks, and he like scratches the paint off of it, and it's actually gold underneath. So, and he finds out that there's a bank in this town nearby that has like, I can't remember, it was $14 million, I think, worth of gold. So like, screw it, we're going to go get the gold. So he gathers together a team of, they need like tanks to go into this, into the town. And, what's his name? Donald Sutherland leads this team where they have three tanks and their officer got killed and they're kind of like missing in action because they're not getting any orders or anything, and they're like they've kind of turned into a bunch of hippies.
Oh wow.
So they're just like hanging out until the war's over, but he recruits them and they go into this town to try and get the money for the gold.
Sounds interesting. I know it's popular. I've heard people talk about it.
I swear you've seen it.
I have not. You could go listen to every freaking episode of Geek Brunch from episode one, and I'll never have told you I saw Kelly's Heroes. I am not
Many times you've mentioned how it's one of your favorite movies.
No. You must have another brother that you talk to that.
My other podcast.
Yeah. This must be when you were like in the caboose with the Nerdy Legions or something, and you're getting them confused with me.
I know they're whispering something in my ear.
When you were taking it up the caboose, they were probably like, "You should watch Kelly's Heroes, bitch."
Is not how it went down.
Yeah, that's how it went down.
Did not.
You were taking it up the caboose, and they're
No, we were
like,
in a caboose. We were in a caboose.
and they were like, "Squeal like a pig, Kelly's Heroes." And you're like, "That's not Kelly's Heroes, that's Defiance or Deliverance." What else do you got?
What else did
I started watching Bride of Frankenstein, the old one, which is the sequel to Frankenstein, which I have never ever seen. And I found it very interesting because it opens up with Mary Shelley like saying, "Well, I told this story of Frankenstein and now I have to come up with a sequel and this is the story," and she ends up telling two dudes of the story of the Bride of Frankenstein, I guess. And she says, "Well, this one has a little bit of romance." But it takes off with the end of Frankenstein where the monster is getting burned in that windmill or whatever, and he throws Dr. Frankenstein off the building, and then he gets burned down to the ground. And immediately, the part that I found as funny is there's this crazy woman that says, "I think he's still alive. Nobody's seen the body." And nobody believes it. There's no way it could survive that heat and that fire. And then let's just go back to bed. Everyone leave. And then I guess Frankenstein killed a boy, a young boy, and the father's around there, and he's like, "I need to see the body." So he goes near the burned part and he falls through the floor and he ends up in this water, and Frankenstein sees him and he drowns him. So he kills that man. And then the woman faints, his wife faints because he fell, and she says, "Let me help you up, give me your hand." And then Frankenstein gives her hand and he comes up and she's like, "Oh my God." And then he just like grabs her and throws her down and kills her. And Dr. Frankenstein lived. And he's there with like his fiance, and she's like, "You gotta stop trying to bring the dead back from life." And he's like, But it's like God, we could play like God and we can bring life." And 2 a.m. this creepy ass doctor shows up, like creepy fucker, in the middle of the night, says, "I need to see Dr. Frankenstein." And they says, "Can't you come back in the morning?" And, "No, I need to talk to him now." And he comes in and says, "I want to partner with you. I was thrown out of the university because of my experiments, and I want to bring life back." And then he like pulls out these like five tubes. And it's ridiculous. It's like five miniaturized people. Like it's a little
What?
king, a little queen, an archbishop, and they're like live people, and they're about 2 inches big. And he's like, "I've created this life from cells, not like you did out of dead bodies, and together we could bring life together." And he says, "You're crazy. You're doing black magic." And it's just insane. Because he keeps these people in jars, and the king is trying to get to the queen, and he escapes the jar, and they talk like little munchkins, and it's like, what the
Oh
fuck is
man, I
this?
gotta see this. You
So
sold me on
weird.
the little tiny people. That sounds
I had
fantastic.
no idea it was gonna be this weird, and that's I would have finished watching it, but I got sleepy, so I said I gotta finish watching this when I'm awake.
Where were you watching that?
It was on TMC.
What was it called?
Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, it's just Bride of Frankenstein.
We haven't even gotten to the bride yet. I'm a half hour. I'm about 40 minutes in, and it's just this crazy ass doctor at Castle Frankenstein trying to convince him that they need to work together to create a monster or create life. And meanwhile, Frankenstein. The townspeople, after he tried to kill somebody else, the townspeople chased him down and they captured him, and now they have him like bound in a chair in some castle. So they have captured the monster. But what is with these little munchkin people? Like,
That's the crazy part of it.
yeah.
I did not know about this.
And I like the way they had Mary Shelley introducing her own. Like, it's not really the real Mary Shelley, but it's an actress playing Mary Shelley, telling the story of this sequel. It's weird. Wonder who, if I look it up on IMDb, if it'll tell me who the other doctor is. He has a weird name. He's creepy looking, too. He looks like some kind of. It's like Dr. Prietis or something like that. Let's see, cast. Bride of Frankenstein. Where's the cast? I can't find shit on this page anymore. Cast. See full cast. I still don't see it. This can't be the Bride of. This is a different Bride of Frankenstein.
Hey,
It's got
what year is yours?
1940 something.
So the original one.
Yeah.
Well, if you want little people like that, yeah, it's gotta be. I don't see it anywhere. I can't find it.
It's 1935.
Oh, amazing.
Karloff. Now I just want to find the cast. Oh, there it is. Dr. Pretorius. That guy's creepy. He's played by an actor called Ernest Thesiger.
I guess the library has Frankenstein, the Complete Legacy Collection. It's probably in there. I think it's in there.
1935, though. The thing that was amazing is it's not even October, and TMC, the night that I really wanted to watch it, I have never seen Bride of Frankenstein. It was showing that. It was showing Freaks. I've never seen it. That's like from the
Oh,
19,
Freaks.
that's
Yeah,
from like the
classic.
1930s too. And I turned
Yeah.
it on just for like catch a bit of it, and it looks creepy as hell.
It's a classic.
Yeah. And this one came out, and I forget. Oh, they were gonna have the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I gotta pay more attention now that it's Halloween. Set the DVR because it.
Someone at my library has the Frankenstein Legacy Collection on hold right now.
Does it say what it has in it?
Because it's Halloween. Yeah, let's see what it has. There's eight films: Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, Son of Frankenstein, Ghost of Frankenstein, Frankenstein Meets the Werewolf, House of Frankenstein, House of Dracula, and Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh God, that's my favorite. That's my favorite Universal horror right there, 'cause you get
That's a good
everybody.
collection.
What is it called again?
Frankenstein Complete Legacy Collection. 1931 to 1948.
If I could spell Frankenstein.
A tough one.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Complete Legacy Collection. Wow, it's only $24 for all those movies? That's a good price. Add to cart.
A lot of these are shorter. They're like hour 15 minutes.
Well, I have like the Universal Monsters, which has like all of the main movies, but this one has like everything, and I haven't seen a lot of these.
I've never seen like the Ghost of Frankenstein.
No.
Yeah, my knowledge in this area is not strong.
Special features. Ch-ch-ch-ch. The Wolfman.
Oh, they have Creating the Bride of Frankenstein documentary.
Very cool. It'd be interesting to see about the little people because that just freaked me out. Like, I was like, I didn't expect that.
That is
And
awesome.
they were like fully functional little people. Like
Yeah, that's.
they were like little actors in jars that he kept in this bag, and he just walked around with these little people. I created life, Dr. Prietis.
Crazy. Well, I need to get going.
Okay, that sounds good. And you
We
have
need
fun
to
on the roller
wrap.
coaster.
I'm gonna go ride some roller coasters.
Yeah.
Exciting
So you've been
stuff.
listening to Geek Brunch? You can reach Bill at DBM00. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And we are at geekbrunchpodcast.com, also on the Facebook pages at Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. And our emails are mike@comicbooknoise.com. And Bill at comicbooknoise.com, and f send free comics to us. We'll dig them. We'll read them and cover them on this
I
podcast.
do like comics.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have fun, my friend.
All right, have a good week.
All right. Bye.